And therefore, everything in the world will be permeated with Mashiach and Geula, including our eating and our drinking. The Rebbe is saying that we have to now live, we have said this numerous times, in a Mashiachic way, which means everything we do and everything we're involved with has to be durgunum, it has to be permeated with the spirit of Mashiach. For example, when a person's eating or drinking, when Mashiach comes, it's going to be a big suda, a big meal. And by this meal, there's going to be exceptional wine, exceptional meat, and exceptional fish. The fish is going to be levyosin. The meat is going to be shayr habar, special ox. And the wine is going to be wine that Hashem kept from the first days of creation. Michal, old wine tastes better. So imagine wine that are 5,768 years old. So when a person is eating, what are they thinking? Normally you think how good the food is. Here you're thinking, I can't wait to have the real good fish and the real good meat and the real good wine. Ad kedei kach shegam la'achar ha'suda, even after eating, nishar roi, if he's still hungry, the suda of yosem shabar v'yayin ha'mashumar. In other words, he's so much obsessed with that food that this food doesn't satisfy him, because this is not the real thing. He knows the real meat is going to be that and the real wine is going to be that. Now the truth is, when you learn chassidus, you realize that these things have all very high spiritual inyanim. It's going to be what Yayin HaMeshumer is, what the Levyasin is, what the Shirabar is. But nevertheless, it's not a contradiction to say that we'll actually physically be eating meat and fish and drinking wine. But this wine and this meat and this fish will contain in it all those things that Chassidus talks about, Yayin HaMeshumer. Like now, for example, we eat matzah. Matzah is a physical food. But the amazing thing that it says in Chassidus, we absorb when we eat the matzah. The only problem with us is we don't sense it openly. But in reality, we're eating physical matzah, but we're absorbing amazing, amazing ruchnizika things. And the same is with Lasid Lave, we'll be eating physical fish, physical meat, and physical wine drinking, but we'll be absorbing all these high inyanim. Sometimes we laugh, but we're laughing at people that think that the reward will be the tasty fish and the tasty wine and the tasty meat, and that's what it is. And when you say to them, is that going to be the reward? They say, yeah, but you don't understand how tasty it's going to be. It's going to taste so good, it's going to be amazing. That's a very coarse, unfortunate, coarse level of perceiving what Mashiach is all about, that the real pleasure is going to be such wine that you never tasted such good wine, and such fish that you never tasted such fish. What we're saying is there'll be fish and wine and meat, but what we'll be excited about is the godly life that's going to be coming through it. That's only going to be a keli. So the yitainus to the Eibishter, I can't be mekayim the mitzvah v'chalta v'savata v'erachta. I can't be mekayim the mitzvah where it says you should eat, be satisfied, and then you bench your bracha. If you're not satisfied, you eat less than a kazayis, you can't bench. So I'm telling the Eibishter, until I have the real meal, I don't feel satisfied. Until the Eibishter will sit me down by the table, the suit of Lasid Lave, and the Eibishter will very soon fulfill everyone's request in the suit of this Shabbos that we're sitting now by the Farbrengen, especially the suit of Shlishis, the third meal, Shal Shudas, is connected to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi of Parshas Vayera. And it's connected to this Parsha. It says in the Parsha Vayera, Vayigdal HaYeled Vayigomel, that the Yeled, which means referring to Yitzchak, he grew up and he was weaned from nursing and he made a big suda. It's one interpretation that's when he was weaned. Another interpretation is actually referring to his bar mitzvah. But the Medrash says, this also comes to teach us that Osek HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laseh Suda LeTzadikim V'yem SheYigomel Chazdei LeZara Shel Yitzchak. The word Yigomel, which means to wean off from nursing, also has another interpretation from the Lashon Gemilas Chasadim. The Eibishter is going to make the big meal when the time will come to do the ultimate kindness with the children of Yitzchak, which is what? Mashiach.